elderly man in Prattville. 81-year-old James Merriweather was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. An investigation is underway after human remains were found in the 3700 block of Wesley Drive Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery police say utility workers found the body. Investigators are still trying to determine a cause of death. And we're headed to Riverwalk Stadium tonight for Your Town Friday. Join Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler and our sports team as the Biscuits take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Catch our live reports tonight at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats. A size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Trump administration wanted to ask every person in the country whether he or she is an American citizen as part of the 2020 census, but the Supreme Court blocked that.
The House of Representatives passed the Senate version of the bill, which would allocate $1.1 billion to improve border facilities and almost $3 billion to care for migrant children.
E. Jean Carroll says moments after she was sexually assaulted by Donald Trump in a New York City department store in the mid-90s, she called her friend, fellow writer Lisa Birnbach.
I remember her saying repeatedly, he pulled down my tights.
Two American World Cup champions raised the alarm about possible brain injuries from playing soccer.
A teenager on the street noticing a toddler hanging out of a second-story window, catching that two-year-old girl as she fell.
Night two of the first Democratic debate in the 2020 race for president.
Now 10 more take the stage.
This election is about you.
And the rich will get richer, and everybody else will be struggling.
We can do anything if we're together.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. "Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance." By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
90 degrees outside, summer is up 80 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. Up early, got a lot of busy work done, so the day is now right ahead of me, and it's just radio hosting. It's what we do every day.
That's what we do, and we do so well. 272-9228, first-time callers, please let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, it's $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. It'll be a great weekend to go down there and have music, have great food, great produce, and the Silver King corn is amazing. Get one back down there and get some, because Daniel's coming over for dinner, and we're going to cook some steaks and corn and peppers and do our thing, and I'm sure drinking whiskey will not be involved in that whatsoever.
Well, and so it's obviously opposite day. But I don't know if other folks are like me, I'm pretty good at saying, I want salmon tonight, I want tuna tonight, I want a steak tonight, like a porterhouse, but really well cut. But I'm terrible with what sides. But when there is Silver King corn at Sweet Creek, the decision is made for you on what side to pick.
Bingo. Exactly right. I mean, I tell you what, the corn is just phenomenal. And they're big. I mean, I was having a tough time finishing one ear. It's that big, but the taste is spectacular. Just put a little bologna salt on it, not much at all, a little truffle salt, and it was great. Would love to get you guys' opinion of the debate last night. You saw it, right?
Oh, yeah. Watch the whole thing.
Man. Okay, I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned. I want you to play Morning Joe this morning. This just tells you how bad it was last night.
This is one of those moments where I have to figure out whether I'm nice.
This is his opener, by the way.
Or whether I do what I get paid to do.
Well, I guess
since I want to keep getting paid.
No.
I'm going to do...
Be nice.
With apologies to our friends here and watching, what I get paid to do. Last night was a disaster for the Democratic Party. My only hope is people were not watching, and I will tell you why. First of all, on policy. Well, let's talk about the goal which every Democrat believes, which is we have to beat Donald Trump. Right? So they're lined up in trench warfare, ready to get out of the trenches and charge and fight Donald Trump. Instead, they all turn their guns on each other and shoot each other. And everybody's yelling at each other all night. Everybody. Like if you were watching, if you're an American and this is your introduction to these candidates and the Democratic Party, and all you see are 12 people yelling at each other, trying to interrupt each other, insulting each other, you're like, you know what? I thought Donald Trump was a clown show. I'm changing the channel. That's the first thing. Here's the second thing. Won't be popular among the base. But if you want to beat Donald Trump, you may want to listen. It is the position of every Democrat on that stage that illegal immigrants, if they cross the border illegally, should get health care for life.
Right.
It is then the position of every Democrat on that stage that if they cross the border illegally, it's not even illegal anymore. Now, that may make Democrats feel really good about themselves, right? But that loses Wisconsin, that loses Pennsylvania, that loses Florida, that loses North Carolina, it may lose Virginia. And what these candidates, many of them new to the process, need to understand is that we as a nation were shocked by the picture we saw a few days ago. But there is a vast middle ground between Donald Trump's immigration policies and the free-for-all immigration policies that were pushed last night.
That was unbelievable. I mean, that's not all of it. That's just half of it. I mean, I was stunned when that's his opener, too. He opened the show with that.
Yeah, and it's amazing how the Democrats have gone that far. Almost thought Buttigieg, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, was about to go to the line that I think the Democrats might be more successful with. And I don't know if they want to use this line, but I will finish Trump's wall, and I will give a pathway to citizenship to the 12 million here. Essentially just run to border security and then run to we're going to not deport people, we're going to give them citizenship. I was almost expecting Buttigieg, he sounded like he was going to do something like that. He didn't go that far. But I don't understand exactly what Joe's saying, this get rid of the criminal offense of crossing the border. I mean,
it was incredible. I mean, I was watching it stunned. My phone was blowing up. Are you watching this? Are you seeing this? This is like, you know, Suey Louie. It's like suicide here.
Well, and remember the famous moment at the State of the Union, Barack Obama saying, and this plan will not provide health care for undocumented immigrants, and Joe Wilson yelling back,
You lie.
And I guess now Joe Wilson has been borne out. I guess Obama didn't lie, but the Democratic Party has.
Unbelievable. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm lost. What I noticed, what I saw, what woke me up last night was when all the candidates raised their hands about the providing medical
services for illegals?
Yes, sir. For medical assistance for those. So my take on that is you wouldn't believe what I'm having to go through with the VA. If there's this pot of money sitting around, I'm not worried about the illegals. They need to pump some cash into the VA, and that's my take, man. I paid a little bit better attention to last night than I did the night before, but when I saw that, it burned me up, and that's what I wanted to share.
Yeah, it was amazing to me, and MSNBC came in and said the winner of the debate tonight was Donald Trump. That was Rachel Maddow and MSNBC.
It was something to behold. Well, the two front runners were completely lackluster, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
Oh, well.
And they looked lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and then the little tit for tat with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. It was, now I will admit, I didn't turn the volume up until after Terry's show. I enjoy clearing the air. But, what I saw and heard, it was telling. It's told on themselves. Hateful. Absolutely hateful. I'm in for your rib drum, but does that include Sweet Creek?
Ribs is if you go ahead.
I'm sorry, I got in on that a few days ago.
Yeah, you can get on Sweet Creek as long as you haven't won in the last 90 days.
No, sir, I haven't won ever. So please.
Don't mean the bar pad. Okay, give me your month and day of birth.
Yes, sir. 3/5.
All right.
Hey, listen, join the show. I hope you'll have a great day.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you. News Channel 93.1. Going to go to a break. Come back for the second half. Second part is Joe Scarborough. This is unbelievable.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, we're going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket today. Who can get in on that? Any caller that actually calls and talks to me. Or to Joey. On the air, by the way.
Right, talk to us on air.
Always have to do this qualifier, too. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Now, we're going to play the second part. This is Joe's opener that he did for the show. He had Kamala Harris and had Mayor Pete on, and Mika's got a crush on Mayor Pete. She just loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And Mayor Pete, I thought, did okay last night. And the thing, certain people look better because they weren't doing the stupid stuff of some of these other folks were.
I think Mayor Pete sounded very competent, like he could carry himself. He knows how to speak, and he handled the really sticky question about the police shooting in South Bend fairly well.
Yeah, he did that well.
And also, I think it made Swalwell look terrible. Like, why don't you just fire the police chief? And he's like, you can't do that, man.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. And then I think Kamala Harris.
Without a doubt.
Very, very much so.
Let's listen to the second part of Morning Joe. He's going to make a confession here.
I'm going to say also, the front runner, Joe Biden, man, he was off his game. I must say, won't make friends here. It was one of the more disturbing debate performances I have seen since Ronald Reagan's first debate in 1984. It was one of those moments where you're going, my God, is he going to complete his sentence? There were times he said he was going to give us 3 points. He gave us 1.5 and then did something that Joe Biden has never done. Gave back his time.
Yeah.
My time's up.
Yeah.
No, Joe Biden doesn't do that. Joe Biden runs through stop signs. He did that last night. Bernie Sanders was yelling all night. Bernie Sanders didn't prepare for the debate. It showed because he basically gave the same debate performances this year that he gave 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It may have worked when it was Bernie Sanders against Hillary Clinton. It did not work last night. And I could go on and on. I will say the one thing about Kamala Harris, everybody's talking about what an extraordinary moment that was.
show today so we can discuss this and give her a little bit of time to come here and figure out a way to whack me for saying this.
No.
But is there really a Democrat today in 2020 that wants to say I support busing? Is there really a Democrat today that wants to say even in 74 I would have supported busing when the overwhelming majority of Americans oppose busing? And by the way, if you're talking about segregation and integration, I guarantee you schools in Miami today are just as segregated by neighborhood as they were back in the 1970s in parts of San Francisco. It was unpopular then, it's unpopular now. So, is this the position of the Democratic Party in 2020? That we're going to get seven-year-old children, we're going to drive them an hour, take somebody from San Francisco and make them go across to Oakland for school, a second grader? No, no, please. I want Donald Trump to lose.
Oh, he finally admitted it. He said that out loud three times.
I think he's a little upset, Dan. Man.
Well, what he's doing is he's realizing that he and MSNBC and these folks have been just piling on against Donald Trump. And what is it going to be like if Donald Trump gets elected? What are they going to look like? They're going to look like idiots.
Well, and there are a few people on that debate stage who are trying to make these points, folks like Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, Delaney the night before, which these moderate Democrats that have had to get elected in red states, essentially, and they know what's coming if we go down the progressive Twitter route.
Man, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Larry. Larry, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yes, sir. I tried to watch that debate last night, but every time I flipped to the channel, it flipped me back over to Fox News. It didn't want me to watch it.
So it didn't want you to watch it, or your hand just couldn't, your brain couldn't take it, so your hand said, change
my channel. My hand just wouldn't let me do it.
Well, I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned watching it. And it's interesting that Joe used the Reagan debate number one in Paducah, Kentucky, as his number. I was there, and I remember it didn't look good. He didn't look good at all.
Hmm.
And Deaver and company felt that he was over-prepped for it. He was trying to retain too much. And that's where you let Reagan be Reagan.
Right. Are you going to be at Sweet Creek for the 4th of July big shindig?
I don't know. I don't know about the big shindig on the 4th of July. It was Sweet Creek.
Right. They having a water thing for the kids, everything going on.
For the stuff for the kids there, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a big day there, and they're going to have bands, a face painting, and they've got all sorts of things will be going on.
Yes, sir. Can I get in for the Sweet Creek
Ball? Absolutely, Larry. Give me your month and day of birth.
7:30,
Larry. You got it, buddy. We're going to do that drawing today.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one. News Channel 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In 1939, an automobile manufacturer was the first to offer an air conditioning unit in its cars. And in 2019, Brubaker Motors thinks the coldest air comes from the hottest truck, the new 2019 Ram truck. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. It may be blazing, blistering, muggy, stifling, searing hot outside, but the coolest thing going is our Bigger Things sales event. Right now, you can save big with up to 20% off select new 2019 Ram trucks in stock. And for a limited time, you can receive interest-free financing for up to 72 months on select new 2019 Ram trucks. Control your comfort in the sweltering heat of Alabama with the coolest features on 2019 Ram trucks at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do the refreshing thing and test drive one today during our Bigger Things sales event. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees with approved credit. Plus finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 24th, 2019.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The day after their debate in Miami, some of the Democrats running for president head to a detention facility for migrant kids in Homestead, Florida.
This is an administration that prefers to beat people down instead of lift them up.
This administration, for all of its talk about immigration, has been a complete disaster.
What is being done in that building is being done in our name and with our money.
That's Kamala Harris, Julian Castro, and Pete Buttigieg. They weren't let in to see the facility run by a private corporation. A report finds most Americans leave money on the table with Social Security.
The report, based on research from online investment and financial planning firm United Income, found that only 4% of retirees start claiming their Social Security benefits at the most financially optimal time. And current retirees will lose a collective $3.4 trillion in potential income by drawing benefits at a less than ideal time.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a pretty typical last weekend in June forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix, high around 93. Tonight's low 72. Scattered, random, hit-or-miss storms here and there. Tomorrow and Sunday, the storms will be in greater supply. More to go around. A better chance you'll encounter one. High both days will be in the lower 90s. And then the storms thin out Monday through Wednesday as July begins and the heat is on. Mid-90s for a high triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So what did you guys think last night?
I roller skated to your
door. Did you watch it?
At daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need.
Kamala Harris had an exclusive interview with CBS Morning Show. We'll get to that. She obviously had really planned this because she had it locked and loaded a picture of her when she was in second grade getting on the bus.
Yeah, I think she's already selling T-shirts saying, I was that little girl.
Yeah. And it's one of those defining moments for folks out there. And it's we've got Ed O'Keefe from CBS going to be talking about it. We've got Griff Jenkins doing a report this morning from Fox and Friends. And then we had the Kamala Harris interview I think you're going to find interesting. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sue. Sue, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
Sue, I am great. How are you today?
I am doing great. I headed to the beach.
Oh, wow. I'm jealous.
I know. It's heaven down here. But I watched a little bit of the debates last night. And then I would go off of it when I would get too ticked off and then go back. And I thought it was amazing, and it's just my perspective. But to me, it was amazing to see a debate that didn't really discuss the people who were going to be voting in the election. I mean, they didn't really talk about Joe Blow American like me.
Right.
They talked about immigration, but from the immigrant's point of view.
Yeah, I thought Donald Trump nailed it when he said, you're doing illegal immigrants' health care? How about American health care?
Right, exactly. Talk about health care, but not my health care.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I hope voters will wake up for sure, and all the Trump people like myself won't be lazy and get out there and vote when it's time. I know we got a long way to go, but I just thought that's the first debate I think I've ever seen where the American people really, I mean, even jobs and things, they were talking about, you know, because they can't equal what Donald Trump did. That was very little, you know, discussed on how they were going to create more and more jobs. They just would condemn him for, you know, making other countries mad and things like that. But the American people really weren't discussed. In my perspective.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think basically the Democrats forget about middle America, forget about Americans, and they're more worried about groups. And
right.
That came, and I don't that came through.
Right. And I don't want to hear what all free stuff we're going to get, because everybody knows, like, shovel ready isn't shovel ready.
Yeah.
You know, I want to actually hear policy.
Yeah,
well, and there was none of that.
It would be nice if the Democrats actually responded to a great question, I think, that was brought up both nights, but Savannah Guthrie brought it up certainly on the first night, of 70% of Americans say the economy's working for them. What would you say? Well, the economy's not working for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, 70% say it is. So what are you saying to those folks?
Right, exactly. And, you know, I don't know. That's just the way I felt. I wanted policy. I don't think that they can win just throwing stuff against the wall and hoping stuff sticks, because they've been doing that for 2 years and it hasn't stuck.
Yeah, I tell you,
they're going to have to come out with some kind of policy.
Yeah, I'm going to be very eager to see how the polls look at this, because if Kamala Harris jumps up pretty high, and based on what she said, which is basically, you know, everything with Joe Biden has been, Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. And if Joe Biden has a glass jaw and Kamala Harris just hit it,
oh, yeah,
then he's going to plummet in the polls.
Well, and how Joe was stuttering,
oh,
too.
Quickly.
I think she revealed it, but I think just his whole performance reveal. I was imagining Trump standing across from him, and he would not hold his own at all.
Yeah, I tell you, and you know, Joe Biden did pretty well in the debate against Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But if you think about it, that was a long time ago. That was 7 years ago.
Right.
Right.
And I don't think he's going to be able to hold up to Donald Trump.
Yeah, Biden's, I think, go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
I would say Biden's most effective moment when he was talking about health care and the tragedies he's recently gone through. It didn't lead into a great policy point, but I think that was him being where his heart really was. And that was the only moment I saw, like, the old Joe Biden kind of come out. Other than that,
right, some honesty in there. Yeah. Yeah, I kept thinking about how bad it would be, like you mentioned, I think, on Greg's show or your show, I can't remember, about, you know, putting him in a cage. And it would be really bad between Trump and Biden if he had a cage match. But, no, I just want more policy. I want to hear policy. I mean, I'm not going to vote for any of them, but it would be nice if I heard some policy that means something. Like I said, we know shovel-ready isn't shovel-ready, so... Promise me a phone. I'm not getting a phone. I'm still paying on my phone.
So. Sue, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you.
You enjoyed the beach, my dear. Let's go to Pat. Pat, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey. Yeah, she made a really good point. And the reason they didn't talk about policy is because they're too busy. Their policies are just giving away freebies to get votes to the groups that they've created. They create more groups every day that they can pander to and get, you know, get votes from. But I was going to ask, do you know what ethnicity, what Kamala Harris is?
Her, she has one parent who's from the country of India and another that is African American.
Okay, because I do feel like she, I was wondering if she was African American, I guess, last night, because of how she kind of brings herself, you know, kind of sounds like she's, you know, had the, you know, the African American plight, I guess. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting group, and I was a little, I don't know why it bothered me that Yang didn't have a tie on. I mean, he seems He seems like a smart guy, but he just sounded, spoke, you know, very quickly, and seemed a little too laid back to me. And then the author that was on the end of the group was a little bit
First thing she would do is go to New Zealand.
That was odd. She was apparently the most Googled participant in that debate last night after the debate. I guess everybody was watching him in the world.
I saw it as Kamala Harris was.
I think it's on Drudge Report. Marianne Williamson.
Well, yeah, Williamson. Mm-hmm.
She was bizarre. Yeah, I think that's why she was Googled. She was just bizarre.
She was really bizarre.
So how did they determine who advances from these debates?
You have to have 100,000 contributors, and you had to have 50,000 to make it for this debate. You will eliminate several people on that one that are kind of the also-rans, the Delaney's and people like that. They're not going to get to 100,000. And so it's going to get them down to a higher core, and then they had to have a certain number, percentage in the polls, and I think it rises to 2%. Nationwide on the next one.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to eliminate some people.
Yeah, well, all Trump has to do is sit back and watch. They're just, they're taking care of it for him. So,
you're exactly right, Pat.
I'll be curious to see who is the last one standing, though.
Thanks for calling, Pat. Thanks for sharing your opinion.
Sure. All right, bye.
News on 93.1. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Y'all very sound good. Great.
I tried listening to y'all when I was down at, well, I was down at Alberta, and I couldn't get that app to work on my iPad for nothing, but I got to figure out that problem. My only comment about last night is Paris had to bring up the race. She was so mistreated when she was a little girl. Well, that was 40 years ago or more, and look where she is. I didn't understand why that had to be brought up, and what little I listened to it, I kind of like Yang. What is his background? What is his ideas, except that he's a Democrat?
Yang is the guy who wants to do $1,000 per person and do public welfare.
Okay.
His background is he was a very successful entrepreneur. Then he started a nonprofit called Young Ventures, helping other young entrepreneurs. He was the one guy that sounded like, you know, a normal person to me.
Right.
Ideologically possessed. His plan, I would want to know more details, like how you're going to pay for this. But
he had so many opportunities to do something, and he didn't take advantage of it.
Exactly. He should have spoke up more.
Yeah. Well, that was my comment. Can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Absolutely. Bubba, give me your month and day of birth.
6/9.
You got that, Joey son?
Yes.
We got you in, Bubba. We're going to do that drawing about 2:40 today.
Thank you, guys. I love the show, as usual.
Thank you so much. Weekend. Appreciate you calling today. Ricocheted.
Hello. How are y'all today?
I am great. And you, my friend?
Oh, I'm fairly well. Getting ready to go to work. What government gives you, government controls you, is all I can say. But I didn't watch the debate, but I did watch some highlights when I got off last night. The information person you are, Mr. Dan, I want to ask you a question. This Kristen Gillibrand, she was talking to Shannon Bream on an interview.
Yeah.
And the abortion, Roe v. Wade, came up. And I looked this morning, research, and I couldn't find to verify what she was saying about 70%. Of the Americans approve Roe v. Wade. Have you heard anything about 70%?
Well, what has changed is that 70% of the people want to keep Roe v. Wade as part of the law. And so with that comes caveats such as third trimester abortions not being done and things like that, because the Supreme Court has upheld that. Is when you get to abortion at any time during the pregnancy, that's where it drops down to about 18%.
Yeah, most Americans, I think, are in that about 20-something week range.
Right.
Okay. Because there was another question, I can't remember exactly the wording, when Shannon asked her about the midterm and all this about the abortion, and she kind of danced around the question to say, well, you know, what's happening is
they have it set to where they're trying to make it to where it's getting in the way of women's rights to make a decision on their health care. Well, I'm sorry, but the way I see this, an abortion is not no damn health care. It's an abortion.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and they're conflating the two, and this is where I have a real problem with the Democrats, is they merge these two things as if you have restriction on abortions, you have restriction on women's health care. That's not the same mm-hmm. thing.
Exactly. And that's what I got out of this. I'm like, wait a minute, lady. Having an abortion don't have anything to do with your health care, not unless your life having this, you know, something wrong with you where your life is in jeopardy, and we've got to take your life for the baby. If you die, both of you are probably going to die, so we've got to make a choice here. So we're going to preserve your life. You know what I mean? I can understand that being part of health care, but just simply going into, you know, a Planned Parenthood place to have an abortion, I don't see it. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just not part of health care, but I appreciate it. Can I get in on the Sweet Creek
song? Absolutely. Ricochet, give me month and day of birth.
Okay, 11-11.
11-11, that's a good one.
Yes, sir. Veterans Day. Yes, sir.
Brenda, hang on for me. I'm going to come back to you. Ricochet, appreciate the telephone call. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Show.
Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest. Most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Brenda dropped off, so we're going to go to the incomparable Dick Brubaker. Dick, congratulations on Bandy.
Oh, I know. Go Doors. It's nice to win one.
That is unbelievable. For the audience out there, Vanderbilt won the College Baseball World Series.
Yeah, go Doors. It's, we don't get a lot of national championships heading back to Nashville. But it's nice to see them come through. Some of the games are pretty good. I got to watch a few of them. On the debate.
Please.
If the Democrats in one relatively short program are willing to all raise their hand that they want health care for illegal immigrants and all raise their hands to increase taxes on the middle class, I don't see how any Democrat strategist is thinking that's a winning program.
I'm with you, because if America, just America in general, not the most liberal America, but I'm talking about the Democrat that lives in Missouri, that lives in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, the health care for illegals, That is a deal breaker right there.
Well, especially when you're going to, I will say this, I give them high marks for honesty. I mean, they're standing up there in front of God and everybody and saying, we're going to repeal the Trump tax cut. We're actually going to raise marginal tax rates, not on the rich, but on the middle class. And we're going to hand out free health care to people who illegally cross our borders, even though you as an American citizen who's paid taxes all your life don't have access to that. I mean, it's almost, I hope they elect the hardest left Democrat they can, that was up there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's hard to figure out who the hardest left is. I mean, they were, except for one of them, one or two of them. I mean, it was all seeing how many votes they could buy by how much of the treasury they could give away.
Well, Kamala Harris is going to have a lot of explaining to do on the raising her hand on the health care for illegal immigrants. That's that and the climate change stuff. She's going to have a problem with that.
Well, I think she's going to have a problem with a lot more than that. She's also, you know, when she's been asked in separate interviews, if I'm not mistaken, she's been on this little train they've got going about student debt.
Yeah.
I haven't heard her contradict Elizabeth Warren's idea about reparations for not only African Americans, same-sex couples. I mean, how far are they willing to take this thing?
Well, and she's fully signed up on the new Green Deal too.
Well, and then I hope she's the nominee.
When she's also getting hit by libertarians and the left on the body cameras thing, she said, oh, I make sure my security had body cameras on all the time. But she didn't do that when she was the AG. She didn't try to require that for police officers in the state of California.
Well,
I mean, and so they're already hitting her. Okay, yeah, your personal security has body cameras. What about what you did as the attorney general?
The only better person to be the Democratic, the People's Socialist Party of America, then it would be AOC, but I don't see much way to get AOC on the platform.
Yeah.
But it's almost beyond belief that we've gone from Democrats that were blue-collar, pro-America, but, you know, pro-working man guys like Tip O'Neill to this crowd. I mean, Joe Biden's a racist? I mean, come on.
I know. I mean, and when you really think through, you'll hear the Kamala Harris interview. We're about to do the dust up, but when you listen to it, it was so staged, it was so planned, and Joe just didn't see it coming.
Well, and why didn't you just say? I'm surprised Biden didn't come back with. Why don't you just come out and say you're accusing me of being racist merely because I'm white? And turn the tables on her because, I mean, the person who was obsessed with race up there wasn't Joe Biden.
No, Kamala Harris was there. She was all about that.
And, it was just, I don't usually feel sorry for Joe Biden, but, I mean, it was just so over the top, I couldn't believe it. But I don't think it did anything but help every Republican who ends up on the ballot, no matter what party, office they're running.
Well, when you see Donald Trump as gleeful as he was, then you know, and then I played the Morning Joe piece. That was stunning that Morning Joe opened his show with that monologue.
Well, did y'all see the New York Post cover, too?
Yeah,
the photo of them raising their hands. Yeah. And
who wants to lose?
Yeah, who wants to lose the election?
It has all
it was almost unbelievable. Now, I will say this. I was very glad that, I mean, Trump almost took the bait on Iran, and whoever talked him out of that, good for them. And now that David's back home from Afghanistan, I feel much happier about
that. Is it back home?
He is back home. He got home a week ago.
How long will he be home?
He redeploys in January.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, I hope I see him at church.
Well, you will see him if he's in Montgomery on a Sunday.
Outstanding, Dave. Great talking to you, and congratulations for getting David home.
Oh, yeah, amen to that. God's good. Thank you. Yeah.
All the time. Let's go to Ed. Ed, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Beg your pardon?
Ed, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Mr. Morris.
How are you?
I've got somebody speaking.
Ed, you there?
I've got a Russian lady talking to me on my phone.
Get ready. Who's the Russian lady? Get ready. Ed, are you there? Let's cancel that call. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey there, Dan.
Ken, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, thanks. Sounds like you and Joey are.
I tell you what. This is one of those. I almost brought the clip in from the Mighty Ducks. Is that when the judge says? And I was thinking about not coming to the office today, coming in today. I tell you what. After last night, and I stayed up way too late. I went to bed at 2:30. That's how late. 2:30 my time. 3:30 these other folks' time. Now there are some people in California that we're just right at their bedtime, their normal bedtime. But it was just amazing, the chatter about this debate.
I think it was only a year or two, maybe 2 years ago, that I chided Joey for trying to run with the dogs a little late and arriving a little late for work, or at least under the weather.
I'm not under the weather, and I was here on time, wasn't I, Joey?
Right, exactly.
Let me tell you something. This stuff gets me fired up. I have been, now I slept a little later than I normally do. I wasn't up at 5:30, I was up at 6:30. But I got the deal done, I got the job done, and my phone was still blowing up. And I had a chance to get a haircut.
Good grief.
I know,
I have to admit, I watched more of it last night because I watched more than half of it. I didn't throw up. As a matter of fact, I was entertained and almost rejoiced at some of it. Because it really was a food fight for a while, and Kamala had her line already prepared for the food fight. I think that that helped her. But all of them, Dan, as you well know, and I agree with essentially as usual everything Dick Brubaker had to say. But it appears to me they're all. I think some of them. They of the candidates I'm speaking now are realizing that they've been pushed and they're pushing each other further and further to the left in most everything, and it's gotten suicidal, and they've got to modify it a bit, but they don't know how.
Well, I'll tell you, here's part of the language in our conversation is that last night in watching this was going to be, how is the media going to play this? Are they seeing the same thing we're doing, and they're going to report on it and be shocked? And when I heard Rachel Maddow say that Donald Trump was the winner tonight, that I was stunned at that. MSNBC just basically basted Joe Biden.
Well, that and what you played earlier about Morning Joe, somebody else I never would listen to, but I'm glad that you do for us.
There you go.
And I think they're beginning to realize it. If not, they're, as Coach Bryant used to say, they ought to be bored for hollerhead if they don't realize what's happening to them, because it was painfully obvious last night, at least in the first half. And in